Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
That's right. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We are the Odd Couple, and we're broadcasting live from those TireRack.com studios.
We'll
TireRack.com will help you get there. We got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. We got our man, Jonathan Abrams.
Wow.
Former New York Times writer. Does he still write with the New York Times, Rob? Did you know Jonathan well? I knew him when he was covering the NBA.
No,
obviously he followed me at the Times.
Yeah,
You don't know him. That's unique because you usually know all
you know
the young
everybody,
writers.
Right. Yeah. I don't know how we missed, but maybe when he was there, Chris, I was in Detroit and I just don't remember it. Was he a beat guy?
Yeah, I believe he covered, I don't know if it was the Nets or the Knicks.
Okay.
I don't think we overlapped at the Times, but I think he was there after I left. But, you know, I was still in New York.
Right, right.
And I'd see him. Great guy. And he's moved outside of sports. And he's got a new book out, Rob, The Come Up, An Oral History of the Rise of Hip Hop. And I have it, and it looks tremendous. Just got it. And so we'll talk with him. He can talk sports. He can talk hip-hop. He can talk a lot of things.
Cool.
So that's at the bottom of the hour. But for now, Rob, we got an interesting – and we've talked about Tom Brady and, you know, Marcellus Wiley didn't mince any words about it either. Rob, this morning or this afternoon on First Things First, we had Nick Mangold, the Jets, former Jets Pro Bowl center. And he was saying that when Brady was berating the teammates,
right,
the linemen, that now he said it wasn't cool to him. And I was like, okay, is that because of the way Brady's been acting as far as the 11-day hiatus, the wedding? Yeah. Or is that just in general? He said more because of what he's been doing this year, the other stuff. And so, Rob, I mean, it seems like more of the former players that we talk to, more of them are like, dude, Brady's not setting a good tone. And you and I I think we were one of some of the first to say that.
And it's just not a good example. Right. It had nothing to do with his resume, Chris, and everything he's done. He's a quarterback. He sets the tone, and it's hard for people to see him do some stuff and not go like, really? You know what I mean? Like that's it. It's not like, oh, well, okay, he won Super Bowl, so forget it. They're like, he missed training camp. Now he's doing this. He didn't fly with us to the road game.
Right.
Like that, none of that stuff feels good. And you just couldn't imagine that Brady doing that in New England. I'm sorry. Like, I don't care what circumstance.
I think dudes would be fine if he misses some practices, but you're there. You're throwing on the side, maybe with some receipt, you know, because they understand, okay, he's 45.
You can still be there, not be away from the team. Right.
Right. You can still be engaged and be a part of the team. It really does feel like, Rob, and we get it. He's the GOAT. He is bigger than the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I mean, let's just call it what it is. But this is a team sport. And you, even though your persona has become so big, you can't do anything and never could do anything without your team. And in football, you know all these guys know that. And so he still has to be a part of that team. And, Rob, it is beginning to feel like he is a little distant from the team. Like, he is, whether it's him, it does feel like his doing, but that he is, you know, above it. And I think, Rob, he gets a lot of players. Some players in the league look at it like that. And some they're officials. When he got that call a couple weeks ago on the roughing the passer, that was ridiculous. But that was because it was Tom Brady.
It was Chris. He has he has some cachet still from the winning. But there are people looking around, and I'm sure a lot of people won't say anything because they don't want to be like on the record ripping Tom Brady. But there's some, and I'm sure some coach and whatnot, who are raising eyebrows going, wow.
Absolutely.
What? Brady didn't travel with the team? Like,
right.
We're there now? And then it all still boils down to Todd Bowles. Like it affects him, Chris, and how people view him, what kind of handle he has on the team, you know, respect level. It's not good. And I'm not saying you want Todd Bowles to be like, you know, trashing Brady or going off or whatever, but you got to be able to hold a semblance of respect for the other guys. And I'm not
making an excuse for Todd Bowles because I don't know. I it's hard for me to say I would do it like he is right now. But I will admit, and I want to see if you agree with me, he's in a tough position because, you know, of Brady's stature. And if he were to come out and be critical, you know, he could be gone.
Ask Bruce Arians. I'm just saying.
Right. I mean, we
know that,
we don't know exactly what happened, but we know that has something to do with it.
It felt like it.
Well, when you're meeting with the owners and discussing with them whether you're coming back, right? He didn't talk to Arians first. He talked to the owners. So they're Arians and Bowles' boss. So you know he can go above your head and, you know, who knows what he could do. But it's a tough position. But, Rob, we kind of got an example of what you and I were saying, that this is Brady's behavior has undermined his own authority and his own ability to lead the team. And also Todd Bowles's, and the proof was in the pudding this morning when Bowles was asked if he's going to go get some advice on fixing the offense from Bruce Arians. Here it is, the exchange.
This is my team, not Bruce's team, but we talk all the time, but you don't jumpstart by asking a former coach what to do. We have our own things to deal with, and we understand that. We've been with Bruce long enough to know what he wants, but they've been with me long enough to know what I want. So we're working towards that, and we'll get through it.
Chris, a disrespectful question. I'm sorry. What? Right. You're asking me? He's a better man than me. Bruce Arians isn't the coach here anymore.
He was very nice about that.
He was nice.
Right.
And don't you dare ask me a question about Bruce Arians. He was the coach here. They won a Super Bowl, but he's no longer the coach. I'm not going to Bruce. I'm going to do what I want to do and get this thing straightened out. That's why they hired me. Okay? Let's get that clear. Don't you ask me about Bruce Arians. I mean, like, hey.
I probably would have said it like this.
What would you have said?
Have a problem with what you're saying. I probably would have been like, look, Bruce is a part of our organization. He obviously had great success with us. We've all shared in it. And, you know, we talk about a lot of things. You know, Bruce is obviously still involved. But this is my team. Right. I make the decisions. I'll determine how we run the offense, the defense, what have you. And Bruce is doing his job, but I'm doing mine. He has nothing to do with this. Like, that type of thing. It's essentially
right.
the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, I would have been a little on edge just from the standpoint. that what you
It
talk,
is a disrespectful
it
question.
Is. I talked to Bruce about fixing. What?
Right. Like, why would I? Why? I mean, you could have thrown it back at the reporter. Like, why? Why right. should I go to Bruce?
I don't know.
I mean, if you really want to jump bad, you could be like, if I'm not mistaken, and I'm not because I was on the staff, we changed Bruce's offense.
We sure did, right.
when Tom Brady was here, we ran that for half the year, and then Tom Brady and Byron Leftwich changed it.
So why
would I go to Bruce?
Exactly. There you go. You could have used that.
You could have, yeah.
And that would have been fun. And, yeah, I think it's – but I think – I don't know, Chris. Is it – do they feel comfortable with asking Todd Bowles that because of the way Tom Brady and camp has been run? You know what I mean? And all that?
Now, I
don't
think
know.
You're right. I think that you are. I think that's a great point. I mean, I don't know for sure. But, Rob, it's created a sense that Todd Bowles isn't really fully in charge.
Right.
Right. It just has. And I do think you're right that this is what stems from people feeling like you're not fully in charge.
Right. And other people can do whatever they want there. And Tom Brady has carte blanche. And Bruce Arians is on the sideline, a former coach. What do you know?
Right.
They said they didn't have a seat for him. Go sit in a suite, in the owner's suite. Chris, the stadium, 60,000. They don't have a seat for Bruce Arians.
Right, that was odd seeing him on the sideline.
Nah, he shouldn't have been down there. And if I was Todd Bowles and I got an inkling that he was there, I would have been like, dude, come on, what is this? You're still with the team and the organization. It would be like the general manager, Chris, of the Lakers saying, oh, yeah, I'm going to sit on the bench next to Darvin Ham.
No, you're right.
No, you're not.
Well, and remember, you know, and look, I don't have a problem with Arian still being in. Some people might.
No, maybe, if he's in the organization, if they might have owed him years, money, Chris, he wants something to do. He won a championship. He didn't go there like, who was the?
Right, I'm guessing,
you know
Rob,
what I mean?
He ain't
like,
doing too much. I might be wrong, but I'm guessing
he might
not
be
really
moving a couple
much.
Of paper clips around, counting pens.
Right.
You know what I mean? To keep
right.
busy.
He's get chill, hang with the team, travel, you know, have
eating
some fun.
The commissary. You know what I mean?
Right, like, right. But remember, Brad Stevens in Boston. And I might be mistaken, but I don't remember, even when they were struggling, Rob G, maybe if something came out, let me know. Do you remember, Rob, like people asking Ime Udoka, you know, about Brad Stevens or anything like that? I mean, maybe they did.
I never heard that. Like,
yeah,
I don't
remember hearing that.
Right. About, And you know, it's a different question if you say to yourself or you ask him and say, if it's a general question about, hey, Bruce Arians is around, how much do you talk to him? You know, and start it from there,
right,
Chris. Oh, no, I talk to him every day. We go over the, offense and deep, you know, or whatever. We have conversations. Okay, that's an opening. You see what I'm saying? Right, like, if I would have asked that question first and he says, yeah, I talk to him a lot. You know, this guy's a great offensive mind.
Right.
So I'm always sharing ideas with him. Okay, now, Chris, that's a legit question to say, have you talked to him about this offense? There you go.
Right. No, good point. Good point. But they just went straight to the gusto.
Right.
Right. To the fastball. And again, I do think there's something to be said. And Rob, hopefully, but you know, who knows? Hopefully his players aren't looking at him like that, but it would seem that some would be. Let's just keep it real. Right. If they think you're not the full authority figure, then, you know, they're going to take advantage.
No doubt.
And so that's maybe some of the repercussions of Tom Brady's insubordinates, or at least what we would call maybe insubordinates. They're allowing him to do it, but taking advantage of it. All right, it's the Odd Couple. Chris and Rob, your turn to weigh in. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Do you think... And you might disagree. If you disagree, you know the Odd Couple. Call in and have your say. That's no problem with that. But do you feel like Tom Brady's behavior this year, the hiatus from training camp for nearly 2 weeks, the going to the wedding and not flying with the team the day before the game, you think that's having a negative impact on Todd Bowles' authority, taken away from his authority, and maybe even from Brady's own authority within that locker room? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple. That's next. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, on a TV theme song Thursday. Alex, you got to help me on this one. What is this TV theme song?
You don't know this one?
This is an easy one.
Oh, what is this, Chris?
You don't know this, Rob?
I really don't know.
You serious? Cosby Show.
Is this a Cosby Show? Is this the same theme the whole time? I thought
they switched it. Okay. Remember, they switched it every time.
It's OG.
But yeah, I know they switched it. All right, Chris. Yeah. I was going to say, I don't remember this one.
Wow.
But I was like, okay, I know Cosby. Wow.
Yeah, gotta talk to my wife, Camille.
This was one of the more, this was easy.
Alex, that's what I said for 5 years. I got to talk to my wife, Camille.
Nah.
All right, welcome back to the Fox Sports Radio Tailgate. It's presented by the Big Green Egg. Nothing beats the flavor of live fire cooking on a Big Green Egg. It's the most versatile grill you will ever own, trust us, and it's backed by a lifetime warranty. That's how much confidence we have in the Big Green Egg. Roll with the best. Shop online for free delivery at biggreenegg.com. Again, lifetime warranty and free home delivery. Biggreenegg.com, 877-996-6369. We're talking Tom Brady, Todd Bowles.
And quick update, the Saints already scored, Chris. 7-0 Saints over the Cards in the desert. And Cervino for the Yankees got out of a first and second with one out, with two outs. So it's still scoreless, top of the third in Houston. All right, Cameron in Indiana, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Cameron?
Hey, guys. So hear me out on this. I think there's a Daniel Snyder situation going on with the Bucks, because why would you keep Arians on staff unless he's got third on the entire Bucks organization? The NFL's cutthroat and dry. So if they don't want you, they don't want you.
Yeah, no. Well, I disagree from this standpoint. He just won a championship.
Right.
They're not going to do that and have bad blood. There's no reason. He probably, Chris, I don't know what his contract was, probably had a couple years left. He's an older guy. He's probably like, I don't have anything to do. Can I stick around? Give me an office. Right. You know what I mean? I don't think there's any harm there.
Is it possible? Sure, but I don't see anything that would suggest that.
Why do you say that, Cameron?
A guy staying with an organization doesn't mean, you know.
Right, that he's threatening him. He could have gone. He could have left bitter.
You see consultants. He's essentially a consultant.
Right.
Those guys are hired all the time. You know, at friendships, got his long time. You know, guy in the league or something like that.
Some guys don't want to be home, Chris. You know, like for real, during the day.
And look, when you're older, and we know this, I mean, we're not older like Arians, but, you know, people do understand, a lot of people understand that the more active you are and engaged you are in work or whatever, you know, you tend to, you can live longer and be in better shape.
You don't want to be home, Chris, watching TV every day.
Yep.
Like that's what a lot of people who first retire fall into.
Yeah, and it can harm you.
And yes, and you just like you get up and you have breakfast and you sit there for 6 hours watching TV.
When my father first retired, Rob, we used to ask him, "So what'd you do today?" He say, "Nothing." And I didn't start that until noon.
That's funny.
All right. It is the Odd Couple. We got our man Jonathan Abrams coming up next. New York Times writer and best-selling author. Got a new book out. We'll get into that with him. But first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Our next guest, I am so happy to have him on. I haven't seen him in a long time or talked to him, but we used to be real cool. He worked at the New York Times, as did I. We played basketball together. I taught him a lot out there on the court.
Here we go.
He'll answer you. he's an honest fellow, but he's become a best-selling author doing a terrific job as a journalist. Jonathan Abrams, what's up, man?
Yo, Jonathan.
Chris and Rob, how you guys doing?
Doing great. How are you, buddy?
Man, we are good.
Man, you got me already having to dispute facts, Chris.
That's right. I know. You know, Chris.
Hey, be honest.
Jonathan,
be
Chris
honest.
Is loose with the facts. You know that.
Nah, I'll testify that Chris is a genuine baller.
Thank you, my man. And so is Jonathan.
Did you say a genuine Division III baller? What'd you say?
hey, Division III is high in terms of journalism.
Okay, I'm just saying.
that's pretty up there.
Yeah,
too.
You're right. That's true about that.
But Jonathan, man, I just got your new book, The Come Up, An Oral History of the Rise of Hip Hop. I can't wait to get into it. It looks terrific. Man, tell us about it and... I mean, it sounds amazing because hip-hop is really music, as far as music goes, is really taking over popular culture, and that's been for decades now. But tell us about how you got the idea to do the book and kind of a quick summary, if you can, of what the content is.
Yeah, so it's been almost 50 years since the advent of hip-hop, and you look at how it started out of desolation and decay in the Bronx to where it is now, where it's permeated not just America, but worldwide. And I looked at it and I said, look, a lot of pioneers are still around. We can try to document this giant story in their words. And I set out on that project about 4 years ago. So I ended up talking to about 300 artists, DJs, producers to tell this amazing grand story where I don't know if there's ever been a type of story like this that has just started from nothing and gone on to become this type of magnitude in our lives.
Hopefully there's something in there about Rapper's Delight because I can still remember, and I'm 58 years old, I can still remember when the first time that came on the radio, and I've told Chris this story, and... You know, I remember it playing, I think it was on Disco 92 or something, or, you know, in the old days in New York growing up. And I remember yelling at my sister for her to come in the room to hear it because it was something that I had never heard. Are we into that? Is there some beginning Rapper's Delight raps or anything like that? Or how did we start this process?
Yeah, there's a big section on Rapper's Delight because that almost kind of splits the culture because there had been a lot of crews in New York who had been doing hip hop for years. And when Rapper's Delight came out on the radio, they felt like that almost set hip hop back like 5 years already because they were so much more advanced. But what people heard on the radio was elementary and they had to come back and do what was popular.
Yeah, I know that's hugely controversial because Big Bang Hank stole Grandmaster Caz's rhymes.
And yes, Caz was somebody I talked to for this book.
Yeah. So the guys like Caz and the old school, like the pioneers, the real pioneers in the 70s, the ones that were known and then the unknown, even the 80s as well, how are a lot of them doing? I'm not talking about the LL Cool J and Run DMC. We know about that. But the pioneers before them, how are they doing? Obviously, nowadays, hip-hop stars make a lot of money. Are these guys, you know, are they able to benefit much from what they did financially or not?
Listen, I would compare it to how you would compare NBA players now versus ABA players in the 70s or so. Guys weren't able to capitalize like they should have in the years afterwards when what they put their heart and soul into became big.
How about the inclusion of, you know, James Brown's music is sampled in every and a gazillion. Is there something about James Brown and sampling and how that became popular or something in the book about that? Yep.
Yeah, I feel like you guys have copped the book already. I appreciate that.
Well, I know, but we're hip hop guys. I mean,
right.
Don't let the gray hair fool you. You know,
there's an interview with Marley Marl, who basically invented sampling and started taking those James Brown breakbeats.
Yeah, he did. He changed the course of hip hop history. How? I know a lot of times guys don't want to be critical of today's rap music. How do the pioneers and even the guys in the 90s?
That's a good question. Too commercial,
you know, what
or
we
whatever.
Might call, yeah, the golden era maybe of hip hop. How do they feel about today's, I'm even saying rap music, because it doesn't have the scratching, the DJing, the break dancing, the graffiti element, all those elements that made up hip hop is not in today's rap music. How do guys feel about what today's music is like?
I think there's competing thoughts to that. Somebody like DMC, who I asked him that specific question, he was basically like, listen, we didn't make hip-hop for what's coming out today. But then there's also different schools where people are like, listen, it's more popular than we ever thought it would be. It's getting more recognition than we ever thought it would be. Somebody like Kendrick Lamar won the Pulitzer Prize a few years ago.
Right.
So hip-hop is still being taken to heights that are divergent and unexpected. But, yeah, there's really competing thoughts, I think.
How about the gangster rap and that kind of stuff? Where does that fit in?
Yeah, so there's a lot of that in the book. And I don't think many people know. Do you guys know that the gangster rap started in Philadelphia with Schoolie D?
See,
yes,
no, I did not know that. Is that right?
PSK.
Yep. And he's somebody else who I was able to track down for this book. I think once you get to the late 80s, there's like almost like a split when it comes to hip hop, where you have NWA rising with Gangsta Rap and Public Enemy doing what they're doing in New York with their social conscious rap. So that you almost see a divergency in hip hop at that point.
Yeah, no doubt. Now there's still, and I don't know if you get into this, but I saw something on TV the other day. Rob, I think I mentioned it to you. It was like a hip-hop Olympics. I can't remember what it was called, but they had legitimate judges grading break dancers.
I never missed the hip-hop
like
Olympics. I never watch it.
Have you heard? Like, well, let me ask you this way, Jonathan. Where do you think hip-hop is going from here?
I mean, that's a really good question, because it seems like it's just ubiquitous now, right? Breakdancing is going to be an Olympic competition.
It is going to be in the Olympics?
Yeah.
That's great, because I thought it should be, because when you look at the floor exercises and things like that, you know what I mean? It's just a different form of something like that. So that's great. When will that start?
I'm not sure if it's in the next Olympic cycle. I'd have to look it up. But, yeah, I've been getting emails about that.
I got to ask you this. Who's your top five MCs of all time? I think I know one. You love Lil Wayne, I think.
Let's see. I'm going to go with Lil Wayne. He did have that run, but he's not in my top five. I grew up on the West Coast, so I'm going to go Tupac. I'm going to go Nas. I'm going to go Biggie. I'm going to go Jay-Z and Rakim.
Okay.
Rakim. All right.
That's an unbiased list, which is good for a West Coast guy. I got to ask you this before we let you go. You wrote a lot about in the past about Jerry West. And I love Jerry. You know, talk to him a lot. Haven't in a while, but in the past. And you know, I don't know if you saw Winning Time, the series on the Lakers, but it was a big controversy about the way they presented Jerry West. First of all, did you see it? And knowing Jerry the way you do, what were your thoughts on their portrayal of him?
So I've got to be honest. I just watched the pilot of that show, but I've read about the controversy that came out after the show and Jerry West's problem with how the show depicted him.
Right.
You know, I think Jerry West is he's an intense guy, right? Anybody who's ever talked to him knows that. And him as a player, I want to say those championship losses have stayed with him ever since, and that's what drives him from when he played. So it's probably hard to capture that type of intensity, that real life intensity in a fake portrayal of somebody. You kind of wish that if you're going to use somebody's name and their likeness, that it's going to be accurate. And, you know, if Jerry West has a problem with it, then I can certainly understand it.
All right. That is our man, Jonathan Abrams, New York Times writer, best-selling author. Make sure you pick up his new book, The Come Up, An Oral History of the Rise of Hip Hop. Jonathan, man, great talking with you again, brother. And keep up the excellent work.
Yes, good stuff. I can't wait to get the book.
Guys, I appreciate it. Let's get out on the court soon, Chris.
Man, I might be retired.
Chris is retired. Are you kidding?
Rumor has it I'm retired.
Have you seen that keg Chris is walking around with? Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry about that.
I'm glad to hear you still playing, though. That's right. Jonathan, I'm impressed.
Hey, I'm trying.
All right, brother. Peace, man.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
All right. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. And we could talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem those rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. Rob, on your Inside the Parker podcast, you had Joe Madden, the illustrious manager, on your podcast. And he, of course, is not managing right now.
He was fired, right?
Yep, by the Angels. And
that was a big one, Chris. You know, they signed him. He was a longtime Angels coach. Yep. Won the World Series with the Cubs, you know, went to the World Series in Tampa Bay, and they lost 14 in a row, and he got the Ziggy.
What did he say, Rob, about Shohei?
So he said he would have voted for Shohei. He would vote for Shohei for MVP. And I asked him about does winning matter to him, you know.
In the vote, right?
Yeah, because – and he just claimed that because what he's doing is two people, but I still just think winning has to be a part of the equation. If Chris, it would be different if nobody put up a historical season like Judge. You know what I mean? Like, he broke a record with the home runs. He led in almost every offensive category. It would be different if somebody had a really good year. You know what I mean? Like, then right. You can make that case. This was like an exceptional year. And I thought he was off base. But it was interesting to talk to him, though.
So he talked about he does want to get back in the game as a manager. But he said under certain circumstances, here he is.
I do would like to do it again with the right group. And I don't know, based on everything I'm saying and my approach right now, that I'm going to be attractive to the majority of the teams or any of the teams that have a managerial opening. My desire would be that eventually somebody – that really wants to incorporate more of the tried and true methods of coaching and working a baseball game and rely on that. I'm not saying absent of analytics, information, scouting, whatever you want to call it. Of course, I want that. But I want the empowerment going back to the dugout, the coaches and the manager and the players. And I want less empowerment with people coming down from upstairs and telling everybody what to do. There's too many voices. There's too many items clouding your thoughts for the day, and I would prefer that not happening. So if that opportunity is out there somewhere, it'd got to be great. I'd love to be part of that. But under the circumstances and the way it's trending or where it's at right now, how the industry is being run, I really would like to wait and hope that and look for somebody that would prefer incorporating a blend of what's happened in the past. And the blend, for me, not 50-50. It'd have to be way more heavily in tried-and-true baseball.
Bravo!
With more of a supplement coming from the analytical world.
Bravo!
I don't disagree. I don't. I think Joe Madden now, is there a team out there, Chris? We just saw Buck Showalter get hired. He's an old dog manager. And they won 101 games in Queens. So it ain't impossible. But he's right. And I think there's too many people crunching numbers above you. We talk about Dave Roberts all the time. Is it him, Chris, or is it the front office?
And I tell you, the way they keep keeping him and keep falling short, it makes you feel like it's the front office.
Right.
Plus, some of the moves are straight up analytical. And I just, Rob, my ultimate thought, I mean, there's a lot of things to say about the analytics in all the sports. But, Rob, I think we can never lose sight of the fact that superstars and the human element is critical to sports. These aren't robots. And Rob, we said it with pitching, how they get their guy out in the fifth inning because the third time around the lineup is going to be different. I mean, I would imagine the analytics would say if you throw seven pitchers an inning and a half each or something like that, that that would be more effective than going with one guy for 7 or 8 innings and then maybe a closer. But, Rob, if you were to do that, it takes away stars.
Right.
And that's fans. We are all – the NBA grew, Rob, because David Stern marketed individual superstars. And so I just don't want – even if it's more effective, I want to see super individuals do their thing.
I don't disagree. I don't. And you know what? In the playoffs we saw – you know how the Padres won, Chris? Their starters went 7 innings.
Yep.
Like they did. They were pitching well. Why are you taking them out? And you lessened the bullpen, and then you went to your closer. That was a recipe.
Yep. Nah, no doubt. All right, we got an hour left. You know what to do. Lock it, Odd Couple.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.